The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, lots of things happening this weekend, but all eyes really on the Manchester Derby.
Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday, 12:30 kickoff at Old Trafford between United and City. The Michael Carrick Part 2 interim era begins, Pat, since we've last spoken. Michael Carrick officially named.
Yeah, he's got a three-word title, interim head coach, interim manager.
But you know what's interesting as well? In the official Manchester United statement on the club website, the word interim was not used. But he is interim manager. He's head coach until the end of this season.
But he's not manager, see.
Not manager, of course. Yeah, that's crucial, yes. Now, if they qualify the Champions League, who knows? Maybe he will be permanent manager. They play Manchester City, who would themselves beat Newcastle midweek in the League Cup. But they themselves have been just as inconsistent as United in recent games in the Premier League, dropping points with silly draws. I'll be very interested to see what happens here.
So basically, it's still Arsenal's to lose, isn't it?
I mean, look, Arsenal, they showed their superiority in the division by beating Chelsea in the Cup during the week, Liam Messina's Cup at Stamford Bridge. The last time this game happened at Old Trafford was in April last year in the Premier League. The final score, Pat? 0-0. It was a drub affair.
Okay, but Michael Carrick obviously want to hopefully get his players to strut their stuff. That's what he's hoping.
He's had three interim games in charge before, and they all went quite well. He won two and drew one against Villarreal, Chelsea and Arsenal.
Now, you mentioned Chelsea. They're inviting Brentford to Stamford Bridge.
Keith Andrews Brentford, who were flying high in the Premier League. It's been a seamless transition from Thomas Frank to Keith Andrews. And one of the very few managers who are less experienced than Keith Andrews is Liam Rossini, who, of course, will be in charge of his first home league game tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So they lost to Arsenal, as I said, midweek in the Cup. And they won their first game away to Charlton in the FA Cup last week. Liam Rossini, he likes talking, and he's a big fan of himself, Pat. He's very confident. It'll be interesting to see what happens here in his London derby.
Let's talk rugby. We have Leinster going to France and Castra coming to Munster.
Yeah, so that is Champions Cup tomorrow. So 3:15 is the start for Leinster's trip to Bayonne, like you say. It'll be interesting to see if Leinster improve their defensive display, because they were shoddy enough at times last weekend. They are through, but they want to improve their position to get a favourable draw on the knockout stage. All eyes then for the neutral, and certainly for Munster supporters, will be in Limerick, Pat, Thomond Park, 5:30 tomorrow. Munster against Cass. I think this is the 20th time that they've played each other in this European competition. Munster need to win. There's actually a possibility with the permutations, Pat, that even if they win, they won't get through to the knockout stage of the Champions Cup. They could find themselves in a Challenge Cup. But if Munster win with the bonus point victory, they will progress to the next stage.
Still on rugby, I saw a headline, and I think it was the Examiner, Ronan O'Gara mystified by the sacking of the New Zealand coach.
We all are. Yeah, Ronan speaks on behalf of us all. And of course, look, Ronan O'Gara learned a lot in New Zealand from Scott Robertson, but that was pretty much unprecedented, Pat. We've never seen a head coach of the New Zealand rugby team leave in this fashion, 2 year into a 4 year deal. It is quite shocking. It'll be interesting, the implications for the rest of the rugby world 20 months ahead of the World Cup next year.
In golf, we know that Rory McIlroy, well, I don't know where he is right now this minute, because they're on the course, but he was doing very well.
Yeah, they're through nine. He is 4 under. So he's tied first with Lawrence from South Africa. So he's 1 over for the day. Shane Lowry is tied third. 1 under for the day, 3 under overall through nine. Roy McIlroy has a new set of clubs as well for 2026. He's trying out a few new things as well to improve his game even more than he did in this historic year in 2025. And of course, he's also mentioned the fact that LIV, it's losing its ability to attract players.
Well, Koepka is coming back at a cost to him of $85 million.
Yeah, they made him feel very bad about the decision he made. They've welcomed him back, but with terms and conditions not favourable on paper to Koepka.
Yeah, but then there's still Rams out there and a few more that they'd love to have back on the PGA. Now let's talk GAA, because the club action is this weekend. It culminates this weekend.
It does indeed, yeah. Sunday is the big one. Croke Park doubleheader for the All-Ireland Senior Club finals in both hurling and football. Hurling is up first, 1:30. Throw-in pass between Ballygunner of Waterford and Lochray of Galway. And then at 20-4, it's the football equivalent, Dingle of Kerry, of course, against St. Bridget's of Roscommon. Doubleheader in Croke Park on Sunday.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.